What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm your host, Real Breaking Eight, alongside and Mr. Jordan Fringe. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we got a lot of Pokemon stuff to talk about. Whew.
Yes, lots of stuff to talk about. I'm really glad to be here with you, Real Breaking Nate. And of course, and we have a great episode ahead of us.
Right, right. Really, really, really great episode today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So
I'm glad that we all could be here, including myself and Mr. Jordan Fringe.
Absolutely.
So, obviously, if you haven't noticed, Super Duper Danny is not here. This week, but that is perfectly okay. Actually, Danny is traveling.
Whoa.
Right now. Traveling.
Danny.
So, couldn't make it to the podcast this week, but that's okay. That's right. Danny will be back next week. Super Duper Danny will be back next week. So, as of today, myself and Mr. Jordan Fringe holding down the podcast for every single one of you. And, you know, luckily, this week, we got something special for you. Not only are we going to be talking about what's going on at the Pokemon Center, Scarlet and Violet pre-releases over the past weekend started. We got some Pokemon Unite as well as Pokemon Go, new Pokemon sets in Japan, lots of Pokemon goodies. But on top of all of that, this is Banana Appreciation Week.
Let's go. Oh, banana. Banana Appreciation Week. Let's go. Potassium. That's right.
Anybody that loves and appreciates bananas, right? Just like we do, right? Me and you, we love and appreciate
bananas.
That's why we decided to show up today. So if anybody does not love or appreciate bananas, they decided not to show up today. So
yikes.
I'm just going to put that out there. But Banana Appreciation Day. Or week, really.
Honestly, however you want to celebrate.
So, I just want to put that out there. Hey, Jordan, what have you been up to?
You know, been doing the usual. Hey, Danny, what? Oh, I can't really ask that question. Hey, Jordan, how was my weekend? Hey, my weekend was it was all right. You know, I did.
Thank you for asking.
Thanks me for asking. Nate, thanks for me asking you, asking me, me asking you. Hey, Nate, how was your weekend? Did you do anything cool? I didn't.
You know, and I honestly, I just worked on, got a big project working on for the channel, and really just did that. I did Scarlet and Violet pre-release.
Nice.
This past weekend. I'm going to talk about that once we get to that kind of portion of the podcast. But
sure.
Other than that, that's kind of what I did.
Yeah, same. I mean, I just worked on a couple things. I have to get ready for PAX. You know, PAX East is coming up here. And
what does PAX stand for?
It's the Penny Arcade Expo. That's the people behind it who created it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
We thought I wouldn't know.
No, I really.
He said, is this on the test?
Yeah. I know. I just was curious.
Fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All good.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So I'll be there.
Are you sure?
Maybe. I mean, who knows? Maybe I may get on a different flight, go somewhere else.
If you could be anywhere right now, anywhere in the world, where would you be? Where would you choose?
Those really like picturesque, like beautiful mountains and like Switzerland that don't look real. When you see them in videos,
I feel like you're describing like when I'm logging in to my computer.
Oh no, even more beautiful.
The randomly generated like scenery is in the background.
Oh no. So I'm talking about some of the most like beautiful places on earth. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I want to be secluded there, sitting in front of the lake at the base of one of these beautiful mountains, just sitting, just relaxing, not hearing nothing but nature, no one around me.
When's the last time you got out and just experienced nature? Just, like, became one with nature?
Once a day, but I'm also playing Pokemon Go.
I knew that was going to be your answer.
Once a day, I get out there and I play Pokemon Go. But, you know, I take the time. I get some good walks in, you know. Yeah. We'll talk about some some Pokemon Go stuff later, and I'll get more into it in there. But like, yeah, you know, like, does I get out in nature, I look around, I go, ah, nature, and then, you know,
time to go back inside.
after the walk, I come right back in, you know. So
you breathe in that fresh air, and then
yeah, it's a little strong out there, you know. It's like, oof, a little grassy,
too pure,
a little
it's
earthy,
too pure,
yeah, a little too much oxygen going on, yeah. But yeah, you know, get a little bit of nature time, you know.
All right. I'm curious to get to the Pokemon Center because I do have a question that I want to ask you that we were debating last week.
Yeah, but I'm kind of thirsty.
Yeah, I know. We got to get to the drinks first.
You can't ask me nothing about Pokemon Center until I've had my drink.
I know. That's why I'm getting there. I'm trying to shift the momentum here. So we'll close the door on one topic and then open the door on another topic. So, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what do you have to drink? What did you bring to drink today to kind of quench your thirst throughout today's podcast?
I got Cherry Starburst.
So you're going to put the Cherry Starburst in your mouth, and then the saliva from all the Cherry Starburst will then be a liquid?
No, this drink did it for me.
Oh!
I don't know. I've been having these two different brands. This is it's like this one right here is called C4, and they have like flavors like Skittles, which I've already tried before. It's good. They have a few different Starburst flavors. So like I've had Pink Starburst.
Are they the ones that make the Sour Patch Kids one too?
No. So you're thinking of Ghost, and like this one here. This one here.
Okay,
was,
you're literally holding up both cans right now.
This one's
literally
empty. This one was from last night. So this one was the Warheads flavor, but they have Swedish Fish. They have, which the Swedish Fish one, just like a Swedish Fish. It's like exactly to the taste. The Warheads one, which is sour, obviously. I have the Sour Patch one before. I have one in my fridge as well upstairs. That one's really good as well. I think they might have a couple flavors of that one because I've had. I think
all
I've
about the sugar free Red Bull.
Well, these are sugar free as well. These are sugar free.
Are they really?
And so both of these drinks are sugar free as well. Both of these brands. So Ghost has the Sour Patch, the Warhead, stuff like that. C4 had the Skittles, and now they have the couple flavors of Starburst. Like I said, I had the pink one the other day. This one's a red Starburst one. And you know what? I think this is a good way for me to get my sweet tooth of candy without having to have the candy. And I'm just really impressed at how well they're able to actually capture like the candy's taste like on all these different drinks so far.
So you would rate it a what? What are you giving it?
Sweet tooth out of 10.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of Twisted Metal in there.
Yeah, a little bit of Twisted Metal. You know, the PSP one, so I could play it on the go. You know, head on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Mm-hmm. I got you.
Yeah.
Were you into that video game?
Oh, yeah. I played Twisted Metal. I remember the 2011. It wasn't like a remake, but it was like just called Twisted Metal. The 2011 one came out on Valentine's Day that year.
Yeah.
It's a Valentine's Day game.
Weren't they working on like a TV show or something?
They are, apparently. Apparently it's already shot or it's been shooting, which I have no idea how they're going to make that into a TV show.
I have no clue.
It's a very weird one to make into a TV show because when I think of Twisted Metal, the first thing I don't think of is, oh, yeah, there's a story here. You could make this into a compelling,
make a great TV show 10-part on series. NBC.
This would be great for CBS. You know, this would be fantastic for the CW.
Okay, all right. So you got some Ghost. You got some.
Well,
Starburst.
I got some C4 Starburst. This is sealed. This is brand new. This is cold, straight out the fridge. The other one, this is from yesterday. I haven't cleaned off my desk yet.
All right. Well, you know, I'm rocking the water.
Ooh.
Just the water. This is the beverage that I am bringing to the podcast, the H2O. Yes, I do have a little bit of Diet Pepsi right here. However,
that's not for the podcast.
That's not for the podcast.
That's
right?
Just
that's
desk,
just throughout
that's,
the day.
That's desk Pepsi.
So that is not for the podcast. However, I will be drinking it during the podcast. This one I specifically brought to the podcast.
See, I have my water, but it's not for the podcast.
Exactly, right? But you might drink it during the podcast.
If I need to, you know, if I need to.
Right.
But it's not intended for that. It's for the desk.
Then on the count of three. One, two, three. Pop.
Mmm.
Ah, ooh, that's some
that is
good water.
That is specifically the red Starburst. That is so accurate. How do they do it? How do they do it? It always blows my mind. How do they do it?
What if you just looked at the ingredients and it was like water,
Starburst? So what we did is we pre-chewed a bunch of Starburst and spit into a cup and we made the drink. I'll take 20.
Water, spit, Starburst.
You Starburst backwash. Love it. Speaking of loving things.
Mr. Jordan French, can I ask you a question here?
Yeah.
Okay. What got Mr. Jordan French's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan French, what didn't catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
So we got a couple things to talk about here. So obviously, I was not around last week, and there was two things from last week. Two events that happened. One event was the Pikachu Pearlescent Funko Pop, which I know Nate had no trouble getting. I had every bit of trouble getting. It just completely said sold out for me the instant it came out. There was no option.
I did not get it.
You didn't get it.
I did not get it. Now, there was the debate of we were trying to figure out if you got it or not last week. Because you didn't specifically say if you got it or not. You just said it sold out right away.
Yeah, there's a lot of troubles getting it. It was instantly sold out.
Right.
At least on my screen. I know you said you saw it not sold out.
I saw it not sold out. However, I did not click add to cart or anything.
You might have got a glitch message, like an error message.
Right. Yeah. Which has happened before. Something looks like it's, you know, it says add to cart, and then you click on it, you can't check out, right? Sure. I did not add to cart because of very specific reasons. So I just did not feel like it was something that needed to be in my collection.
So I know it's the Pokemon Center stuff, as we've talked about, is like when it's Pokemon Center specific, you want it, right? But is the reason a no for this is because it's barely any different?
It is, yeah. If it was something like if it showed up at my doorstep, right? Or somebody, you know, a friend gifted it to me, something like that, I would gladly set it there and display it in my collection. I'm just not seeing myself necessarily running out to try to find one.
But if this was like a shiny Pikachu, it would.
Right. Yeah. I thought at least a different pose is what I thought.
Yeah, it's I will say, like, I know, like, Pearlescent really just more of like it's supposed to be like shiny, right? And like obviously, like, the paint on it is shinier, like it has a different glow to it. It's really the box that got it's really what you're paying for the difference. The box has this hollow pattern to it. It has a sticker to it, and clearly they're not releasing these week to week. They might drag these out once a month.
That was also another thing we were talking about. Yeah, it's like, is this a week to week thing or is this a month to month thing? And I think it's a month to month
at this point. I mean, with it not coming out, another one not coming out last week, I would assume it's a month to month at this point. And I don't expect one to come out this week, but who knows? Usually, I mean, this one we had a countdown. So maybe there's a countdown every time and we'll know because a countdown pops up. So yeah, one did come out. It was $15 like we thought. And yeah, like I said, it was like instantly gone. Don't know how many of them were made. Don't know how hard there are to get beyond this. Don't know if they'll restock. But that's how the first drop went. There was also another drop, which is sold out, by the way, that came out later this week as a surprise. And it was a shiny plushie. Sorry, last week. It was a shiny Zora plushie, which we don't get many shiny plushies. And there was like a lot of people kind of like wanting this to be a plush for several months. And they finally made it, which is cool. That Pokemon was like, yeah, we'll make it.
And it didn't sell out right away.
It didn't. It recently sold out.
But it did sell out.
It recently sold out. But that was just while I was gone. So that was stuff that I wasn't able to talk about last week. Since then, we've had two more drops, really. Technically three, but the third one is just the new Pokemon cards, the new tins for Crown Zenith with the Zapdos, Moltres, and Articuno special arts on there. They're not textured, by the way. And they still have the yellow. I'm just fair warning. They still have the yellow borders. This is Crown Zenith, and there's no texture. All right. So if you're expecting texture, like I wish there was, there is no texture. But I'm just letting you know there is no texture.
Just letting you know.
Yeah, they're $25 each. There's no texture, but I'm just letting you know. So those all come with, I believe, five packs for $25. You get five packs in there, which is nice, and then you get the promo card. But the first big drop that kind of just happened, and I feel like, Nate, because of your journey of having to get all the life-size plushies.
You don't know my business.
Okay? They kind of just dropped three on your head. They had the new starters, all three starter Pokemon for Paldea were turned into giant life-size plushies at between 16 to 20 inches, depending on which one you got. Obviously, that's Quaxly, that's Fuecoco, that's Sprigatito at $50 each. So not so bad. You can get all three of these for $150, which is about half the cost of most of them at like $300 to $400.
So. And it does say for all of them based on the actual sizing from the game.
Yes. So like when they were coming out, they put out this Pokemon put out some like videos on their socials of like someone catching, like someone tossing them to someone and someone trying to hold all three at once and promoting that they are life size versions. So very cool to see. And they're instant, right? These are not pre-orders. These were, you purchased them, they shipped. This isn't like the Whale Lord or most of the other ones where they take 6 months before they come out. These are like instantly shipped. These are ready to go. So,
which we did see. So these were, if you watch the, for instance, if you watch like the regionals live streams for the Pokemon TCG, video game go, when they do the sit down interviews in the little area, these three plushies have been sitting in that little backdrop for weeks now. Yeah. So it was just,
they made them a while ago. Yeah.
Right. So it was just, they were ready to go. Right. So, and it was just like a little bit of a teaser. So I did get to, I think I saw them when I went on stream in Knoxville. I'm trying to remember if sure I did. So
nice.
But yeah, that was like a little bit of a teaser.
Nice. So those all came out, and we'll find out if Nate got all of them or not. Which I have some guesses. But then, you know, it's that time of year again. Graduation is coming up, and for the last couple of years, I mean, just longer than that, Pokemon's been celebrating the graduation of, you know, mainly for the high school graduation. But they've been celebrating every year. This year, probably their most amount of celebration stuff for graduation, it seems like. Because usually, at first, it was just pins and greeting cards. Now it's, or a couple other random supplies, which they have here as well. But the last couple of years, they've been doing these little statues. So this year, we got it's called a bullet journal. So it's one of those small little journals to take notes in for graduation. It's just a general $30, you know, actual journal. Which is cool. There is the graduating Pikachu card, and it comes with two pins on it, both a male and female Pikachu who are graduating that are on the card. So those pins, it's one of those cool, like, you know, the pins are on the card type of setup. But
it's not like you're just getting a card when you receive it. You're getting a little bit of a memento.
Yeah, it's $15. So you get the nice little graduation card. It's all Pokemon themed, and you get the pins. But this time, instead of doing a secondary card with other pins on them, it is a full-on pin box set. There is a four-pack pin set that's really cool. Both the Pikachus on their own separate ones, some graduation ones with the years on them and stuff like that. Just a nice little graduation pin box set.
Yeah, and the shape of the little hat. I'm sure that hat has a specific name.
The hat you throw up, and apparently you're supposed to get back somehow after you toss it in the air with everyone else's.
Yeah. And these are really nice pins. I would go as far to say that I would probably wear these if I was a caster.
Yeah. I mean, they're nice. Oh, so yeah. So if you were a caster and you needed to put something to make, like, similar to that one pin, the Snorlax and the Apple
Snorlax
pin,
with the if with you the needed apple. Them,
these could be some interchangeable pins to put on your lapel.
Right. If I was a caster, if they asked me to ever cast, I would say yes.
If you were.
And I would say yes, and I would potentially wear one of these pins.
Oh, wow. I mean, if they ever ask you, I mean, that's definitely, you know, a good place to start.
If I wasn't.
Yeah. And maybe if they were asking you when you were thirsty, you need something to sip out of, you can get the Graduation Pikachu 2023 12-ounce insulated mug.
What?
Yeah, that's another graduation item right there. A nice little 12-ounce mug, $24.99. It has one. It's like a mug, but it has one of those, like, you know, like that thermos type lid to like block it off, so you can close it and open it. That's the, you know, keeps stuff cold or hot because the insulation, you know.
Okay.
Nice little mug. Okay. We got the figures coming back for the third year in a row, where it's the little, you know, graduation figures. Every year they're in a different pose, which is nice that they're like not just making the same figure every year with a new date on
right.
them.
Right, yeah.
Because that's the easy way, right? Year. That's just the easy way. This way they're making new poses. The female one is one eye is winking and it's wearing purple and celebrating. The male one has both eyes closed in celebration as it's cheering. Both very cute. They're a few inches tall, $20 each. They're very nice little statues. And then the last thing where you can put your diploma is a special frame, a nice frame that you can put your diploma in that has, you know, it's all Pokemon themed. It has the Pikachus on there. It has this year's graduation pattern that they've chose. And it's just a nice frame for you to put your diploma in. It doesn't come with a diploma. You still gotta earn that. So that can't help you there, but you could put it in here. You could put anything you want in here. Let's be real. You could put whatever you want in here.
Right,
any picture,
a drawing?
You want, drawing, you know, anything you're proud of. But it is diploma right. themed. So, you know, you might.
If I was a caster, I would take a screenshot of me being a caster for the first time and I would put it in this frame.
Right. Right. While you're wearing your pins. Right.
While I'm wearing my
sipping
pins.
Out of your mug. So yeah. So that's $49.99. But that is. Everything in the Pokemon Center since I've been gone, I can breathe for the first time.
I would like to point out
mm-hmm.
that the frame,
mm-hmm.
the bullet journal,
mm-hmm.
and the greeting card do not have years on them. So they are interchangeable, right?
You're right. Yes. Yeah, so you don't, they're not 2023 themed. The
exactly.
The other stuff is. Even though, so like, even if the item, it says 2023, right? But a lot of them...
The
like,
title of the item, yeah.
Right. The only things that are 2023 are like the statues, the pins, stuff like that directly say 2023 on them.
Which is great because like I feel like I could...
You get your year stuff if you need them, but you can also get other stuff if you just like them.
Right. Like I feel like I get this diploma frame
mm-hmm.
for my high school diploma.
And it's like right? it's like it's been deserved the whole time.
Exactly. Exactly.
But now there is another thing. I don't know if it's on every item, but it's hidden. It's a hidden item, Nate.
A hidden item?
Yes. And I don't know if there's a certain... I forgot if there's a certain cost or if it's just for the graduation items themselves. But there is a little keychain. Actually, it's right here. So it's get one graduation keychain with all eligible orders shipped to the U.S. or Canadian addresses from the Pokemon Center while supplies last. So no matter what you order, there's no cost... You get this special keychain that has three little hanging pieces to it. You have a
now,
Pikachu,
wait
a
minute. A
2023 tag, and a little ribbon with a Master Ball on it.
I honestly did not. You have to scroll down a little bit to see that.
You do. There is a little bonus on there. I noticed that if you look at the main picture that's on there, you see that little keychain. You're like, I don't see that for purchase. You scroll down. Boom. It's right there. You put any of these in your cart. It pops up in there. It is free $99. It is $0. It's attached to whatever you want, and you know it's a regular keychain. Like that's a nice built keychain, is what it looks like. It's not, you know, nothing flimsy. You can actually put some keys on it, and it's free. I would see this being sold for maybe like $10 to $15 on its own. This is free.
It is actually kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a nice keychain.
And the I will say that the Pikachu graduate Pikachu celebrations. Graduate Pikachu Poke Plush is included in those graduation items.
Well, there you go. So anything, so that,
if
anything
you,
that's
if you want the plush, you can go with that.
Anything that's graduating, you're good to go. But that's it. That's it for the Pokemon Center. Now we play the game of what do we get? Nate, I feel like you're going to get something from the. From that line, not only just for the keychain, but if you either in preparation for you to ever be a caster, you might want to get some pins, or you might want to get the frame. So I do think you might get something from there, right? So I'll also put a mic.
Possibly.
But I think as far as confirmed, already purchased, probably already have sitting at your home, I think you got all three of them big life-size plushies.
You know what? That's a good, it's a good guess. I have been known to purchase a life-size plushie a time or two throughout my lifespan.
Time or three.
And, yeah, time or three. You know, I did purchase them. Yeah, I did.
All three?
Purchased them. Yep.
And are they here yet?
They are. They are. I have not taken them out of the box yet, but they are here. They have arrived. Hopefully safe and sound.
I'm sure they're
very excited about them. I don't know where I'm going to put
them. Do they all come in individual boxes or one box?
Two boxes.
Oh, so they shoved two of them in one. Those are big. Those are big plushies.
Right, right. So two boxes. At least I'm hoping all three are within those two boxes.
Well, maybe they put all three in one, and maybe you got something else as well.
Ooh, wait a minute. All right.
Because you didn't. I don't think, like you said, you didn't get the Funko. So I'm thinking you got a shiny Zora.
Nope, those plushies were all I got.
Okay, that's it. You only got the three plushies.
I only got the three plushies.
You didn't get the shiny plush?
Well, you know what? I thought about it. I really did because I had it pulled up.
How often do we get a shiny plushie?
And that's exactly why. So the thing was is that like, oh man, a shiny plush. We don't ever hardly get these, right?
I know.
But at the same time, I was like, I'm not super attached to this specific Pokemon.
I think that was like, you know, same for me. I was like, I mean, it's like the Pokemon's fine. Like, I have no problem with the Pokemon.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, it's cool to see an actual, like, legit shiny plushie. The last one that I remember we got was the shiny Celebi for the Jungle movie. And then before that, they did that, like, Mega Rayquaza restock and had the shiny one with there. But, like, other than that, I feel like we never get shiny versions of plushies unless it's a very rare occasion. So, I was like, wow. I was kind of surprised because it was just by itself. It dropped by itself with nothing else. It just randomly one day was like, this is up.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, there's no advertisement for it. Pokemon didn't make one big stink about it. I think they may have tweeted about it once in a reply to... So, I saw someone... There was someone who, like, tweeted about it, like, sometime last year and referring to the Arceus game, right? And they're like... You know, we really would need a plushie of this Pokemon. I think maybe it was them who replied to that old tweet saying, like, here you go, or something like that. Or something. It was something fun. It was a fun way, right? Something I saw.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's kind of cool. So it was cool to see. It's cool to see that. So that's all you got was the three plushies.
That's all I got. Those three jumbo plushies.
Are you going to get anything from the other drop? Because of the keychain or any caster?
Yeah. So we will be getting a graduation item that will not go to us. It will be going to somebody
who's actually graduating.
That is graduating this year. So we are getting a graduation item as a gift. So nice. That will be purchased. However, I
you're
don't
keeping
think
a
I'm
chain.
Gonna. Yeah, keep. I might actually. Might actually keep the keychain.
It's a nice keychain. Looks like it.
It is a nice keychain. That's what I'm saying. I graduated this year from
same.
That's all I'm getting. What did you get though?
I mean, we gotta figure it out, right? It's not like it's a lot of items. We gotta kind of break this down here. In the case of the Funko Pop, did Jordan Fringe score the goods?
Well, you already said you didn't get it.
No, I didn't get it. not even close. Literally sold out the second I saw it pop up.
Did you want it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course I wanted it. I may, because it was a purchase limit of two, I believe. So I may have someone at PAX who purchased an extra one that I might get it from.
Okay.
That depends on a few factors. One, if it's the same cost as it was on the website.
Right.
And two, if they got it and it's good condition, I can travel with it back without it getting destroyed. So I might have one next podcast. But as far as this
podcast... You have all the Pokemon Funko Pops?
Yes. So I have the newest wave that recently came out, I have them
all
in.
All variations and everything?
Yes, I have every single one. I have all the new stuff. So I got the giant Munchlax that came out. I have that. I have the small Munchlax, the Oshawott, the Espeon. Those all recently came in. I'm caught up with everything currently available.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, I'm doing good on that. What is there anything else you thought or think that I would have or have not purchased
beyond that? I mean, you talked pretty highly of the Zora. I know we both agree that like we're not, both of us are not like really attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
However, I feel like maybe you couldn't resist and you went with it. So I'm going to say you got shiny Zora.
You're going to say that? Well, let's find out. Let's go case by case here. In the case of shiny Zora, am I going to reveal to you right now that I have it or don't have it? And the answer is, I got it.
I knew it! I knew it!
I mean, I had to. Look, I mean, you look at this little thing. Look at this little guy. He's blue. You're not supposed to be blue. What is happening here? That's shiny.
I knew it.
I couldn't resist. Come on. Look, he's blue everywhere.
Honestly, now with you holding it.
And it even says shiny on the tag. It says shiny Hisuian Zora. How could I not?
With you holding it, like it looks better than the picture.
It's good quality. They did a good job on
this. You know what? If that comes back in stock, I might buy it now.
It's nice. I mean, just look at the eyes, the yellow eyes with the blue. Like, it's so good. Looks so nice. Kind of matches, you know, my teal aesthetic close enough. So I'll take it. Anything else?
Jumbo plushies. I'm going to say, let me ask you a question. Do you have the regular size Paldea starter plushies?
I do. I usually always get the starter plushies in the regular size every generation.
I'm going to say that you did not buy them because you're perfectly happy with the normal size.
Okay.
Am I right on that?
Well, let's see. I'm going to reach over here. I'm going to see if I pull up anything. And the answer is... Just kidding. I got Sprigatito.
You only got one.
I only got one. I said...
Okay.
I said I'm going to limit myself to one. Because of space. And I love Grass Kitty. So let me get Grass Kitty. And that's it. Because I have the other ones in the small plushies.
Right.
But this one's really cute for me. Like, I think this one's nice. It's like a cool size. It's a giant grass cat. So I don't have space for it. So I definitely have space for all three.
Uh-huh.
And my justification is when it comes to like the larger ones, it's like I don't have every larger one, and like I have like a large Cyndaquil, but I don't have a large Chikorita or Totodile either, so like I don't need to have all three. So I limited myself to one, and the one I wanted the most was Sprigatito, so I did get that.
Okay,
but that was it for the jumbos.
I'm like half right, half wrong.
Yeah, I didn't get them all. You're right, I didn't get them all, but did get one. Now in the case of anything else, is there anything else you think I would have got?
Yes.
Okay. Go on.
I'm going with the graduation statues.
Okay.
Because you've bought them in the past.
Sure.
And then I'm going to go with the pin box set.
Okay.
I'm going with those three items. I feel like you had to buy one graduation item because I feel like the keychain gotcha.
The keychain is pretty key. Now, Nate,
you're spinning around.
Literally,
I know. I saw you have stuff sitting in the background. I didn't realize it was all of that.
I had stuff sitting there the whole time, and let's see what I got right here. Yes, I got the figures.
Those are the figures.
Yeah,
I knew it.
I get them. I get those every year.
I know my boy Jordan.
I did get the keychain, which is nice. You know.
Oh, and it's actually on like a piece of cardboard too.
Yeah,
like,
and the
it's
reason
not just in a little plastic bag.
Yeah, and the reason why I said it looks like quality, it's because it is quality. It's a nice, heavy, well made keychain. Something you didn't get, I got the card with the pin.
Well, now, see, didn't the last one that released? Didn't you not buy it?
No, I got them all.
Oh, you did? You buy all the
every okay. time there's a card with a pin, I always get them.
I thought you didn't buy the last one. Okay.
No, I got. Right. I get them all, and then the pin box set, which I like. I how they it. Always give them this like the stupid giant box, and it's like just the square in the middle of it. But they always get these giant boxes now. Like the last pin set, I think I don't know if it was the Valentine's Day one or one before that came in another giant thing like this, but it was like just a little box in the middle of it. So yeah. I got the pin set as well. So I got the pin, the card, the two statues. So I only got those items. So what I didn't get was the mug,
I was
the journal.
Almost spot on.
You were close.
I was almost spot on.
I mean, you did everything you said I did get. I just got one more item. So you're correct on that. And pretty spot on with everything today in general, for what I picked up. So yeah, some good Pokemon Center stuff over the last couple weeks here.
Also, back in stock. Back in stock. We got
they're back in stock, baby.
I literally thought Danny was here for a second.
Hey, I know. That soundboard, it'll get you every time. Back in stock at the Pokemon Center. Very random items.
Uh-huh.
The Destination Pokemon Poster 8-Pack, which was something that actually sold out pretty fast when it was originally released. This was originally released back in, I think, 2020.
I feel like it was either then or right at the start of 2021. No, I think it was 2020, because the last one, that's good, Sword and Shield, that was end of 2019, and then these posters came out. So, yeah, it's definitely sometime in 2020.
Yeah. But they restocked the 8-pack, and they also restocked the single one of Galar.
Interesting.
So, okay. Every poster has obviously a different region, but then also you can just buy the Galar one if you want to. Yeah. The Gengar House 10 sign, the Haunted Village.
That's back in?
Restocked. Yeah.
Okay.
The Pikachu Pokemon Active Black Camo Jogger Pants. Back in stock.
Let's go.
Murkrow Sitting Cutie.
Okay.
Is back.
Okay. All right. You know.
Bellossom Sitting Cutie. It's back.
All right. You know. Let's go.
The Kanto Gym Badge Waste Pack.
Hmm. I was waiting for that one, actually.
I know you were. The Eevee Can't Wait Bomber Jacket.
Oh, can't wait.
Can't wait to get that.
I had
right?
to because it was out of stock, but now I don't have to.
No longer do you have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
The Wooloo Fluffy Flock card sleeves. Back in stock.
There we go.
We got the Politoed Sitting Cutie. Back in stock.
Nice. It's a rare. It's
the
a rare
Kanto
one.
Gym Badge Backpack. Back in stock.
Okay.
And then one that I'm really happy is back in stock. I already own one, but I'm happy that others will get to enjoy this as well.
Okay.
The Psyduck Bewildered Fleece Varsity Hoodie, which I wear every single week.
You have not washed it since you got it.
I will not deny that, actually. this was released in 2019, this Varsity jacket. And this is the first restock of it. So that's kind of great news that the old items like that can be restocked. So just kind of keep that in mind. But then also switching over to the UK Pokemon Center, because I think we're going to have to start talking about UK Pokemon Center.
We have to go in international with it.
Yeah, in addition to the US and Canada Pokemon Center, because there are some things on there that they are getting first or that they have that is not on the US or the Canadian Pokemon Center.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest ones that as of today, 3/20/2023, the Pokemon Center Togepi and Snorlax Squishmallows have launched on Pokemon Center UK 12 inches. Now, I don't think these are the Pokemon Center exclusive ones, though. I think these are just the...
These are just for sale.
These are just the normal... Actually, wait a minute. They are. Because it on the picture, it does have the Pokemon Center logo. So these are the...
Interesting.
Yeah. And it does say right here, that's in a 12-inch size that's exclusive to Pokemon Center. Were the last ones 12 inches that were exclusively on Pokemon Center?
I
thought they were bigger than that.
So they at 12? Are they just the is that just like the standard middle size, right?
I guess so.
Because it's like small, the foot, around the foot size, and then the really big, ridiculous, giant ones, right?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, these are the exclusive ones for Pokemon Center. They are on the UK website. They went up hours ago. They're still in stock. Purchase limit of one. They're still in stock right now. Both of them. And there was, I think they did tweet out earlier that they would be in the U.S. Pokemon Center soon. Mm. So if they're not up by the time this podcast goes up, keep a very close watch because they are on the horizon.
Yeah.
And then UK Pokemon Center had a bunch of Sitting Cuties stocked up, as well as some random Pikachu shirts, as well as some accent metal bookends.
Ooh.
As well. So there you go. That's it. That's it for Pokemon Center.
Well,
that's it. That's it. I'm sorry. It was a long segment, but that's it.
That's all there is.
It's not the end of the podcast.
What?
No. We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. Now, remember, we're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news. What's going on, everybody? My name is Jordan Fringe. Not that super duper Danny real breaking name, whatever you want to call that whole concoction that's made. My name is Jordan Fringe. We're talking about the news. There's not a lot of news this week, but what we do have is interesting, it's fascinating, and we're going to get right to it. Nate, why don't you hit us with our first topic of news today?
Ooh, that was good. That was fast.
Energy
there.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Breath control.
All right. We'll see what Danny says next week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what Danny says next week. First bit of news here. Let's talk about Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go. Now, did you play in the Slowpoke Community Day?
Yes.
This past Saturday?
I did.
You did? Did you get yourself a shiny Slowpoke?
Nah. So I walked. I did on like a 3 mile walk. I walked for a while. I was playing for a while. All right.
You went on a 3 mile walk or a 3 mile walk?
A mile walk.
Okay.
And I caught plenty. I caught plenty of shinies, enough to get the full evolution line each for shiny. So all three versions each. I will admit that. So for the Galarian shiny, to evolve any of the Galarian Slowpokes, you have to have them, one, as your partner Pokemon, as your buddy. And then you have to complete a challenge. And that challenge is to capture 30 Psychic-type Pokemon. Now, that's fine when you're playing with the Slowpoke because you can easily build that number up, which I was able to do with one of them to get a shiny Galarian Slowbro. But the time ran out, and so I still have at least 15 more Psychic Pokemon I need to catch with a random Galarian Slowpoke so I can make them a Galarian Slowking, and then I'll have the full evolution line. But I have everything else in shiny on the regular Slowpoke line. I have everything else in shiny on the Galarian, and then a couple extra Slowpoke here and there that are shiny that I was able to catch. So it was successful. It was a good time. A lot of Slowpoke. I'm sure you were excited. This is your second favorite Pokemon.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you.
You didn't go out and play, did you?
I totally forgot about it.
Wow.
And here's
it was
why.
Only 99 here's cents.
Why. Here's why I forgot about it. I was playing in a Scarlet and Violet pre-release the entire time that was going on.
You know, that's fair. One thing I don't like about the community days that I've experienced so far, this being my third, is that there's a very specific time, you know, that it's Saturday from 2 to 5, right? That's your window.
I've never liked that. Yeah, it's always been
I think
that. I've never
because,
liked that.
Like, you can still do stuff and other events that they have from 2 to 10 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be an all-day thing.
It really does.
Make the shinies a little bit harder to get, but just run it from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Give someone a whole day window of 12 hours because I was thinking about it. I was like, if I have a job where I have to work on Saturdays,
no,
I
that's
can't
exactly
play.
What I was going
to
say.
If I have another event I have to do or somewhere I need to go on a Saturday, I can't play. And it's, you know, I feel like everything else in Pokemon Go has been pretty like open to play whenever you want to play. Except for community days. So if it's a community day, why are you limiting me to 3 hours?
Right. And that's always been a problem. I mean, I remember when I worked at the donut shop and I was trying to play community day because it would always fall on a weekend when I'm working right there in the middle of the day and I'm trying to catch a shiny or go out on my break, my half hour lunch break, and you know, try to walk around and try to catch a shiny real fast before I have to go back to work. So I feel like that's always been an issue, and I personally don't see what the problem is with making it an all day thing, right?
I mean, because
people work all different hours of the day, so give people an opportunity to participate.
Yeah, I think it's a little. I think it's something that needs to be a concern. I think people need to, the top players or who have Niantic's ear, or at a next big, whatever the next big event is in person for Pokemon Go. This does need to be brought up. This does need to be something that I think for everyone to give everyone a fair shot. Or even if it's simple, if you still want it to be a 3-hour window, let people control the 3-hour window. Okay. I
also like choose your own type.
Right. You can start your community day event. So if you still want it for 3 hours, okay, cool. I get off work at 5 p.m. I can start my event at 6 p.m. when I get home. I can freshened up. Okay, cool. I'm going to go for a walk. I can start the event. You know,
like a lucky egg situation, right? Right. It has a little timer on it.
Yeah. Like you could start the event yourself as long as it falls within the certain hours of that day. You have your window of time to use that event. You could use it at 10 in the morning. You could use it at noon, whenever works best for you, because not everyone's free at 2 to 5 in their region on a Saturday once a month.
Right.
So
it's a very weird time to have it.
I feel like Sundays would probably be a little bit more open for people. But again, some people work on Sundays. Some people are busy on Sundays. And there needs to, I think that's one of two solutions. It's either an all day event, or you give people the access to use something that gives them their time slot, that gives them access to the event when it works for them, or else you're alienating probably a large part of your base that can't play in these events, and it's a community event. And I feel like alienating part of the community is probably anti what the event should be about. It's once a month. It's not like these. How many of these Pokemon have come back in rotation for community days? Like, how many times has Slowpoke been in community days?
I think this might be the first Slowpoke community day.
Because I'm thinking, like, while there may have been, answer me this thing, because this is my question. Have the same Pokemon had multiple community days?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I was thinking about it, because I was like, as a newer player, I wasn't sure if that's how they would do it, because there's so many Pokemon, why would they ever repeat the Pokemon? And then my thing would have been like, well, if there's only one chance where it's a lot easier to catch a shiny Slowpoke, or now there's one chance to catch a shiny whatever, I can't even speak, right? if this is just your one shot, like if it's a Noibat, this is the one time they're going to do it because they have, 1,000 other Pokemon to choose from. It's kind of conducive to being fair to everyone to get a chance to play. So that's my concern. As a newer player, I'm noticing that. Luckily, I've been able to participate in the last few here, and I will participate in the upcoming one we're going to talk about. But just in general, I want to know what other people feel. I feel like that's probably a universal want, is something better with community days for everyone.
I would say most people would probably agree that even like a 12 hour thing would be beneficial for community day.
I think without it, it's very anti-community. I feel like it's very like, all right, it's community day, but only if you're playing at this point, at this specific time on a day.
I mean, like I was, like I said, doing a pre-release, right? That was literally in that exact same window.
Yeah.
Scarlet and Violet pre-release, and it was in that exact same window. And obviously not everybody's doing a pre-release, or everybody's pre-release is going to be at the exact same time. But that's why it was inconvenient for me that day, which, I mean, at least I got to play in the pre-release, though. So that was that was fun. But that's why I didn't get to partake in it, because my time was spent elsewhere, right? Which I guess I could have easily maybe just pulled up my phone, but, like, I wouldn't have had time to sit there and enjoy it. Like, I could have pulled up my phone and maybe caught one or two, and then that's it.
For sure. Yeah, I'm hoping that there's something for it better in the future. Luckily, I've been around the last few, but who's to say that, I'm excited for this next one coming up, and then that day something happens where, oh, that 2 to 5, I have to go do something else and I can't play.
Right.
I think that's a problem, especially if I bought the ticket to play it, that'd be even worse. I pay, which is, it's only like, I don't know if they're all a dollar, but like it was a dollar, it's 99 cents. It's still a dollar.
Still a dollar.
Still a dollar. So, but I did play. I did catch some shinies. Next time I see you, I could save shiny for you and trade it to you in person.
I appreciate that.
But
what about the next community day? What we got on the next one?
So they announced. They wasted no time. They said, "Hey, next community day is going to be none other than Togetic."
Not Togepi.
The evolved version, Togetic. So there's stuff that involves eggs to get the Togepis from, to get, you know, shiny Togepis. You know, there's chances at shiny Togeticks, which also means there's chances at shiny Togekisses, which is why I'm excited to play, mainly beside to get the shinies of, you know, all of them. I would like to get some Togekisses because I have plenty of... I feel like I've luckily had plenty of Togeticks spawn here and there for me. I've seen Togetic pretty frequently.
I've seen them a good amount, too.
So, like, while I'm not, like, as, like, oh, man, I can't believe they chose Togetic. I'm so excited. I'm excited at, like, everything around it and to get the shiny versions. So, cool choice, you know. My favorite so far has been Noibat. I think it's, let's see, it was...
I think March 19th is the... is the day for
April. It was
April
15th.
Is it?
It was April 15th. It was like mid-month because the next one would have been the 22nd if they did a Saturday again. If they're gonna do the Saturday after, which would be a little too late usually.
Well, I'm just gonna look it up.
Say Pokemon Go.
Oh yeah, April 15th.
April 15th, Saturday at 2 to 5 p.m. Now I think there was a thing. It said like. It said from like 2 to 10, but I wasn't sure if that just meant it was the events for like 2 to 10 for the extra stuff, or they were actually going to let you play stuff from 2 to 10, which would have fixed somewhat of the issue. But I saw like a little addendum they had on there about the 2 to 10 thing. That seemed a little different. But regardless, look into it if you're interested. I will say this. I am now officially, okay. I've played for a little over 2 months now, right? And I play consistently. Mm-hmm. I play every day, and it's, you know, I play a little, whether it's a little or a lot, I play every single day, right? I am now level 30.
Oh, okay. And moving just, on up there.
Now that, I don't know if that's impressive or not, I feel like I tell that to some people, like, you're level 30 already in 2 months, and they seem that, like, that's pretty cool, but now it looks like I've played for a lot longer than I have, so, you know.
I would say that's pretty good, actually.
Okay, so level 30. I am enjoying the game. I've gone back and through some of these extra challenges, and I've been able to get certain things that I've missed. Like I have Meloetta now. I got a Melmetal from a thing I did.
There you go.
You know, I'm getting in there. I'm still working on the whole Jirachi missions. That's just taking forever to catch. The Slowpoke ones really helped because I caught so many Slowpoke that it boosted my Kanto catches up pretty high, which is
now,
nice because Kanto Pokemon barely spawn anymore.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any perfect Pokemon?
I have one as far, and last time I checked, I didn't check since before the community day, but I have a perfect Dratini.
Okay.
Now when it comes to like that kind of stuff, like the ratings or like the perfects or all that stuff, I personally don't care. I know a lot of people do. I don't. I play Pokemon Go to catch every single Pokemon. That's my goal, is I want one of every Pokemon, their evolutions, and shiny forms as they come, right? So, like, that's my main goal with the game. I do the battling or gym capturing or versus Team Rocket as they come, as they go, like, it is casually. But I don't play competitive. I do have some powerhouse Pokemon that I've leveled up that are really, like, disgusting. But that's, like, that's not the focus. I have them if I need them, but that's not the focus. Don't catch my shiny Tyranitar at your gym anytime soon. He'll destroy you. All right, he's too powerful.
I'm learning, and I'm researching the competitive scene.
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure it out. I think I would like to do some competing.
I'm scared.
Possibly.
I just catch
possibly.
I just catch.
There's a lot to figure out. Yeah. It goes really fast. So. I'm working on that slowly but surely. Mm-hmm. But you got a perfect Dratini then.
I have a perfect Dratini is what I saw last time. Let me see if there's anything new. I mean, I caught so many Slowpoke, but like many of them, I, you know, obviously I turn into little pieces of candy. So let's see.
If you go into the search bar and type in the number star, 4,
yeah.
Yeah, and then star, you should be able to find it.
Yeah, let's see. 4 star. I have 2.
Oh,
and guess okay, which one is my other one?
Is it Slowpoke?
It's a shiny Slowbro is my other perfect one.
Oh.
That's crazy. Appraise. Yep. That's so you could see it on here, Nate. So
that's one you evolved over the weekend here. Then.
There he is. Look at that boy. Oh, it's it's a Galarian Slowbro. I didn't even notice. It's the Galarian Slowbro. With the very interesting color choices on the Galarian forms. I have nearly 1,000 Slowpoke candy. There's so much still. And I just need to evolve one more. And it's going to take forever because not enough psychic Pokemon just spawn. So that's cool.
So I have 8 perfects over here in mine.
Nice.
I got Eevee.
Okay.
Farfetch'd.
Okay.
Sharpedo.
All right.
Whelmer. Tangrowth. Jolteon. And then the last two, whenever I show them to anybody, they're like, oh my gosh, you have those as perfects. And I didn't think it was a big deal, but apparently it is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Is Spiritomb.
Okay, that's cool.
And then the last one is Mew.
Oh, that one's pretty cool. That's really cool.
So the one time that you get to get catch your first Mew, you only get one opportunity, right?
I haven't
you
seen
just go around
Mew.
Catching Mews. It's a task.
I want a Mew task.
So you get it through a task, and I happen to get a perfect. So
which task is it through, huh? I need to know.
I don't remember.
I need to know. I need to get this data. This task data.
I wouldn't be able to use it competitively because it's too high on the combat power. So,
which I think interesting that they limit that.
There's a cap, yeah.
Yeah,
a cap.
Which is like, then why even power up my Pokemon? There's a cap.
I mean, I guess for your local raids.
Yeah.
Right. Putting them in the raids and the gyms, all that stuff. All right, so that's what's going on with Pokemon Go. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you are enjoying it.
Yeah, Jordan. Look at me. I'm a little. Did I even bought a little Cubone hat that my character wears now?
Oh, you're into buying the clothes too?
That's the only thing I've purchased clothes wise for actually useless actually useless stuff. That's the one useless thing I've purchased. Ooh. Because I had
you're
extra
going down
coin.
A road.
Because at one point I bought like one of the expensive coin packages because I was like, you know what? I'm tired of just buying coins here and there for space. I'm just gonna buy a bunch and buy a bunch of space for everything. So yeah, I spent a little bit of money. Just a little bit of a lot.
Pokemon Unite, switching gears here a little bit. Pokemon mm-hmm. Unite, Goodra is now available.
Ooh.
In Pokemon Unite with the ability Gooey. So if you're a Pokemon Unite player or thinking about getting into Pokemon Unite, maybe your favorite Pokemon is Goodra, now would be the time to jump in.
Yeah.
And get yourself a Goodra.
Be a good choice.
Yeah, that would be a good choice. Pokemon Unite has definitely been on their A game, releasing a lot of new Pokemon and continuously updating that game. So check that out if you're into Unite or you're looking to get into a new Pokemon game. Next bit of news. Pre-release. Scarlet and Violet pre-release was this past weekend, officially started. This is your first official chance to purchase Scarlet and Violet cards as well as play with them. And I went to a local tournament at my local card game shop at the Danger Room.
Mm-hmm.
And played in the tournament there. Ended up getting Quackleval.
Nice.
As my promo. Who I ended up playing
I saw
with.
A lot of people get Quackleval.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot. We sat at a table. There was 4 of us at a table. Everyone except for one person got it.
It's probably the most common of the 4 then. If I've seen it everywhere.
It has to be. So even Marie got that one too.
Huh.
So both myself and Marie played. We both got the exact same one. Ended up. Now I do have a video on my channel of the whole pre-release tournament if you want to go check it out. But. I ended up getting some good stuff in my booster packs.
That's what I'm
as
hearing.
Well.
That's what I'm hearing.
My build and battle had that special illustration Gardevoir.
Mm, Yeah, a big one, big hit.
So, also had a nice oink alone in there.
Yeah, you can't. You got to do it together. You can't oink alone.
Right, that's right. You got to do it together. You can't oink alone. I appreciate that one very, very much. Mm-hmm. Did you just come up with that one? Did just you hear
on
it somewhere?
Just on the spot. I heard you say it, and I was like, yep, there's something here. I can do something with it.
You know what? You know what did get me, though? Because I was like, ooh, I can play this oink alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't oink alone, right?
No.
You need the LeChunk to evolve into the oink alone. But my mind is still so ingrained with the Sword and Shield era and the Vs that everything's just a basic. And so I was getting ready to put it in my deck, and I was like, wait a minute. I can't even get to this, right? It's not a basic. I have to evolve to it. So I had no LeChunks at all. So
No LeChunks.
So I couldn't play my Winkle. I went 1-2. Lost 2, 1-1. Got 3 packs.
Nice.
Good time. I enjoyed it. A couple takeaways from my first time opening up some Scarlet and Violet booster packs, that the wrapper of the Scarlet and Violet booster packs is a lot thicker.
Yeah.
A lot thicker material. It feels like the packs are sealed a lot better as well. So I would say quality control pretty good on the packs itself. There is a card trick if you wanted to do a card trick, but you're just going straight to the rare.
Mm-hmm.
You start with the pack and you go card by card, and commons, uncommons, and then you hit your reverse holo, then your second holo, and then your third holo, and then the last card is a water energy, or not water energy, an energy.
You know, that just saves time.
It really does, yeah.
I feel like every card opening video is going to have at least like several minutes cut down because of just the card trick not even needing to be there anymore.
Right. That was interesting to not have to do a card trick. But also that anything that is a just like a regular ultra rare or a holo rare is the very last card.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a secret rare, or if it's anything above an ultra rare, it's the second to last card.
Right.
So that second reverse holo spot, it will be in that spot. But the really weird thing for me is that the full arts are considered secret rares now.
There's a couple little shakeups, a couple little changes.
Right. What are pull rates going to be in a booster box now is what I'm kind of curious about. There's got to be more than one secret rare
plentiful.
Box.
Technically, every pack's a hit because you're at least getting a holo in every pack at bare minimum. So technically,
right.
Everything's
every
a hit. You're never losing anymore. With Scarlet and Violet, you always win it. It's just how good you win. You either win and like, okay, you're playing, I got nice, not bad, not bad. Or you're going to get, whoa, hey, hey. Or you're going to get, oh my God. It's if you get all those slots filled. So I think it's exciting. I think this is definitely kind of like a good step forward for like more bang for your buck in a card pack.
It did feel more exciting, I will say, opening up the packs, having the 3 guaranteed hollows in it did feel really, really exciting.
Did the silver borders trip you out when you opened it? You're like, wait, is this Japanese? Wait, hold on a second. This ain't Japanese,
It was a little weird at first. I mean, I knew it was coming, right? So
it's different when it's
already
in your hands and you're opening it.
Right, yeah. But when it was in my hands, it was like, man, is this the same game? It felt almost different at first. But I got used to it after. You forget it. They're even silver border. At least I did after a while. But it is a nice change. I think a lot of these moves that the Pokemon Company International has done, I think, are smart moves and good moves.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the silver border, the pack configuration, what you get inside of a pack now. I think they're all good moves. And I personally agree. Am liking them so far. So it does feel like you are getting more of, like you said, bang for your buck, right?
Yeah.
With those 3 guaranteed holos. And the reverse holo pattern is beautiful on the reverse holos.
Yeah, I'm excited to see. I've seen a couple pictures online, but I want to see them in person. See how they look.
Yeah, I think you'll really, really like them. Nice. For sure. I'm going to go to another pre-release this weekend because I really, really did enjoy it. Have you seen any... Obviously, I've done pre-releases for a long time, but I really enjoyed it.
Have you seen any Dark-type reverses yet?
I might have gotten one.
Because I feel like the last two generations, or maybe even three, with like any...
Sometimes it's hard to tell.
You can, unless you just know that there's the pattern there, you could just not tell. Because like for some reason, they just never have a shine to them. So,
and you kind of have to hold it like sideways to see.
Yeah, I just want to know if you fixed that. You know, like, can you see that it's for sure a reverse?
I will get back to you on that because I feel with the pattern, you might be able to tell if it's reversed now. Okay. I'll have to see if I pulled any. I don't remember.
That's good.
But, yeah, so pre-releases going on. You can try to find more pre-releases. Go to Pokemon.com, play Pokemon events, and you can search for one in your area. They should be happening again this coming weekend. But then after that, March 31st is the official release date of Scarlet and Violet, the start of a brand new era for the Pokemon TCG. And it's a big set, too.
So you'd say this is like the start of something new?
I would say it's the start of something. Yeah, yeah, I would say that. 250-some cards, I think.
Wow, that's not bad. That's a little chunky set.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least, we have some new Pokemon sets.
Whoa.
Debuting in Japan.
More.
Here very soon. And by very soon, I mean April 14th, to be exact. Less than a month away. We just got Triplet Beat, what, like last week, I think.
They're coming out with too many Pokemon so fast.
And this is going to be another one of the... So, like, Triplet Beat was, like, one of the lesser sets, right? There's not a whole lot of cards in it.
Yeah, it's where they split it. Instead of just one, it's one of the two split, you know?
Yeah. The Snow Hazard and Clay Burst is going to be the second main set in the Scarlet and Violet set. So, that will release on April 14th in Japan, a total of 142 cards before the secret rares. If you want to see some images, head over to PokeBeach.com. You know, fantastic website. We always love referring to them when it comes to a lot of the images for the Japanese sets.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see some of the... You can see the pack artworks, first of all. You can see some new Pokemon making debuts right there.
Yeah, some good choices. Some you know, I feel like, I was telling you this when we weren't recording, but I was saying, like, you know, I feel like we're getting through a lot of interesting Pokemon very early on, like, within the cards. Like, we're jumping into just, I don't know, usually stuff I feel like would be saved for, like, later year one or even year two sets that were just, like, tossing them in there with, like, Chienpo, which I don't know if I'm pronouncing correctly, but, you know, like, Pokemon like that are Chiyun, like, just those type of Pokemon, these, like, are they mythical or what? You know, the special Pokemon, like, they're hard to get in the game. They're for special events in the game. I just feel like we're getting, like, quickly. But we get to see some cool arts. You know, we get a couple new arts.
The special illustrations?
Yeah. We got a big Raichu taking up a whole bed. Sleeping.
Big nap right there.
Big nap. We got Dedunsparce with Dedenne.
Might have had some dinner. Because there's some food right there beside the bed too.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's passed out. You know, he's had a good food.
Also laying upside down on the bed.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can't lay regular. No. I like. There's a lot of Pokemon in the Dedunsparce one, but I just like how the Dedennes are right on top of the Dedunsparce. You know. but there's like Spoopas in there, I believe. There's a little Applin hiding in there with the fruit. There's a Moongus. Very cute, you know, there's Diglett in there as well.
Scatterbug.
Some regular Dunsparce. One of your favorite new ones, the little mice guys.
Oh, the mouse hold.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, you got all
this. This is some beautiful artwork right here.
I think that one's gonna be a really cool card for people. Just because
this
colorful.
Is like multiple mouse hold situations going on in this card.
This is a mouse town. You know, this is a whole village. I love the coloration on the Rebska card.
Okay.
the purples, the reds, the sunset color in the background. Like, it's really that scarlet and violet. Vibrant. This is a very scarlet and violet colored card.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just like the little dumb beetle Pokemon. They're very funny to me. The way their faces look and how they just, you know, be doing things. Like look at them. They're just floating around doing things. So yeah, very cool. I like the artworks. We got to see some, you know, some EXs here for the. I don't know. Again, I don't know if are they mythical technically, these Pokemon.
Legendaries, I think.
Are they legendaries? Whatever you consider these Pokemon. They're really cool, and they have some cool EXs to go along with them. But yeah, so we got
also Squawkabilly getting an EX.
Squawkabilly is getting an EX. Did you know? Apparently, I didn't know this. I saw it in a video that your house in the game, there's Squawkabillies on top of your house when you like leave on your adventure, right? Well, later on, with your bike, you can jump on your house and go up to them and battle them and capture them.
Oh, really?
I saw it in a video. Now, it could be the internet, could be manipulated. But the video was framed as, I did not know you could do this. And I'm like, wow, I did not know you could do that. So if you need a Squawkabilly, just go back to your house at the beginning of the game and jump on top of it. They're right there. So that's pretty cool. I'm excited. I will say the other legend, the one that has the bull as the head, is very hard to tell what it is from its EX because of where the bull is in the frame. It just looks like the whole card is the bull.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
As compared to like what the whole, like if you look at the pack art, you see the whole Pokemon, and it's like, wow, there's a whole lot more to than just this bull, but the card just seems like it's just the bull. But I mean, how can you not like the other one too? It's like it literally has like ice daggers as teeth. That is
they are it looks like it's shaping up to be a pretty jam-packed set, honestly.
Yeah, lots of Pokemans coming with this set.
Also, Iono?
Yeah, Iono.
Is making their debut inside the set with a trainer.
Yep.
Each player shuffles their hand and puts it on the bottom of their deck. Then each player draws a card for each of their remaining prize cards. So kind of your Marnie situation here. So. Yeah. Now, going forward, I think this is going to be a staple for probably a lot of people's decks.
Definitely could be. It's a solid choice.
Super Rod making its return.
Yep.
As well. So that set will be out April 14th. So a lot to look forward to. I think it's going to be a big year for Pokemon. Honestly, Scarlet and Violet. Obviously, Pokemon Worlds in Japan. There's just so much to still be introduced to for this generation. So, oh, yeah. And this is just year one.
Just year one.
Year one. Year one, and it already feels like a lot.
It already feels like a lot. It does. There's a lot of cards coming out. I think, you know, also having Crown Zenith at the start of the year. Like, there's just just a lot of cards in general. And, again, we're in that same boat like we are with Pokemon a lot, where it's hard to, like, keep excitement for certain sets because we already get to know like a set or two ahead of what's coming out. And I'm sure we'll talk about it closer to when we know more about it. But like, we already have the tease of the set after this set. And it's like, I'm not even seeing all the cards in this set. And then there's another set. And you're already telling me what it is. Like, give me a minute and let me breathe. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so like we're back in that situation where it's a lot, but you know what? I'm excited because it is a new generation. I'm excited to get my hands on these new cards next week. And just start Scarlet and Violet off with a bang, hopefully. You know, there's a lot of cool cards. I'm excited to open them.
Big set for sure. But that is it for the podcast this week.
That's it.
You know what? I felt like we didn't have a whole lot to talk about, but I think it was still a long, long podcast. Mm. Either way, good time. We always enjoy hanging out with you all. We appreciate every single one of you listening. And let's say, you know, if you're listening on, I don't know, Apple Podcasts?
Yeah.
Spotify?
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, Do us a favor. Leave that rating and a review. Help us up to the top.
Skilly bop bop bop.
All the way to the top of the ratings charts. And we'll see you all next week. Right here on
Banana Appreciation Week.
Oh, banana.
The Shedless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.